All right, people. We are starting this. Let me make sure this stuff comes on. Okay, we are doing it. We are making it happen. All right, it's saying I'm live, but I want to make sure I see myself through the joint. Okay, perfect. We are making it happen, people. All right, so what's up, people? What's up, guys? It's your boy, Mr. Locario, the bad boy of the dating game. What's good? So today, I'm going to be talking about the dangers of being naive when it comes to women. What's going on, people? Who we got in the chat room? Jaren, what's up? MT909, what's going on? Kenwood Drive, what's good? Can you guys hear me okay? Everything good? Chris Martinez, what's poppin'? I remember the call-in number. Let me make sure I got my Skype on. The call-in number is 646-46-481-3901. So that's the number. What's good, people? Dijon, what's good? Winton, what's good? So today we're going to be talking about the dangers of being naive when it comes to dealing with women, because this is, you know, something that a lot of guys, fall victim to. 888, what's good? BT Platinum, what's going on? So a lot of guys, you know, in the game, basically don't understand that there are certain things women do and they're not, you know, up on it. So since you're not up on that shit, you're going to be doing things and saying things and making certain moves that you shouldn't be doing, you know, moves you shouldn't be making, things you shouldn't be doing, because you're naive about the situation. Oh, Johnny, what's good? Ryan, what's going on, bro? Yeah. So one thing I want to say real quick when it comes to this, and before I even get into that, you guys got to make sure that you go to MrLucario.com and get the ebook, How to Have Sex with Two Women a Day, or you can get the hard copy. Make sure you get that. Also, get the Bad Boy seminar, because the seminar is off the chain. If you do not got the seminar, you are missing out. You feel what I'm saying? 96 T Maggie said, women are not innocent. They have their own agendas. They have their own agendas. It's true. And so, you know, a couple of things that I want to talk about is, you know, when it comes to guys being naive about this, is because most men have been brought up in a society that has tricked them into thinking that, you know, women are a certain way. And sometimes women use that in order to run game on you. Jaren Pertle, the link's going to be below the video, and or you could go straight to MrLucario.com to get all that stuff. You feel me? So women will do certain things that you're not aware of. And if you don't understand this, you're not going to really know what's going on. So what I was saying earlier is that, you know, a lot of times women, we're in a society that, you know, has conditioned you guys to think that women is a certain way. You understand? They condition you guys to think that women is one way. This is how they are. And so certain women know that you think that way. So then this makes it easy for women to run game on you. So, for example, you'll be talking to a girl and you're trying to get, you know, touchy-feely with her, sexual with her. You want to do certain things. And she's going to tell you, I don't do that shit. I got to wait. I got to get to know you, all this other stuff, right? But what she's doing is she's playing on the fact that you're naive. Because you say, oh, yeah, you know, I understand, blah, 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 blah. And she's doing that to test you to see how you're going to react to that. You understand? So, you know, it's y'all in the chat room talking about last week. Hell no, we ain't having what happened last week, okay? I'm going to actually talk about that, not today. I'm going to talk about it soon. Once that whole situation is resolved, I'll talk about it. But at this point, we're going to stick to the game today. You feel what I'm saying? We are going to stick to the goddamn game. But anyway, what you guys got to understand is that, you know, there are certain things that women do, and those things are going to, you know, get you in situations you don't want to be in. So, you know, for example, guys will take what women say at face value, right? Meaning, for example, you might be talking to a girl and she says, you know, you're about to have sex with her, you're about to get it in. And she says, yo, you know, it's cool, don't wear a condom, I got birth control, right? So you're being naive and thinking, okay, well, cool. You understand? Like, we can get this going on some raw type of shit. You understand? But the thing is, you don't realize that women will lie to you. You understand? They will say this shit and you end up having sex with her, end up getting pregnant because you was thinking that she was being honest. And also you were thinking she was being honest because a lot of times what happens is that guys, they have this sort of way where they have been taught and brought up to think that women wouldn't do something like that. See, we're conditioned to think that the man is always the one that's doing the fucked up shit. You understand? But the thing is that when you come across a woman, you think she wouldn't do that. You know, they say women mature faster than men. You know, that, you know, you'll hear all that type of stuff. So you think, why would a woman actually say that and do that and lie and do all this other stuff? But they do this stuff. But, you know, you got to make sure that you are on top of your game so you don't fall for the nonsense. You understand? So you got to make sure that you're not naive when it comes to dealing with women. Also, another thing I got to talk about that's really, really interesting is that a lot of guys have this fantasy. And I've talked about this before, but it just needs to be said again. A lot of guys have this fantasy that women are not out here having as much sex as, you know, you think. Or they're not having a lot of sex, I should say. Because the thing is, guys are still looking for that virgin. They're looking for that pure girl. And you got to understand that these girls out here are having sex. A lot of it. So you run into women and some of you guys still think that women are running around with, you know, only having, you know, sex with two or three guys in their whole life. You meet some girl, she's 27 years old, and you think, she tells you, I only been with three guys, right? And she's bullshitting you. So now you think that there are certain girls who are only with a certain, you know, amount of guys, and you think there's certain girls who are sluts and whores, right? So if you have 100 girls, you might say, oh, there's these 50, half of them that are sluts, and then the other half aren't. You understand? But 98% of them have a lot of dudes they've been having sex with. You understand? And so you have to understand that aspect of the game. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're naive, you're going to believe that women are not out here getting it popping. You understand? I've said this so many times. Women are making it happen, but you guys don't want to believe it. You want, for your ego, you want to feel like you got that chick that no other guy could get and all this other stuff. And you're like, I'm not going to wife a girl up if she had sex with this guy and that guy. It's nonsense. Pure nonsense. You said lifestyle condoms feel just as good as going raw. Yeah, make sure you guys use condoms. Seriously. Seriously. I don't care. Look, I'm going to tell you. I've made the mistake of not wearing condoms and shit. Luckily, shit didn't go off in a way that, you know, could have fucked up my whole situation. So the thing is, you guys got to always wear condoms. Always. I don't care if she says she on the pill. I don't care if she says she got the IUD. I don't care if she says she got her tubes tied. I don't care what this girl is saying. I don't care if she said, oh, I ain't got no STDs. I don't care if she's talking about, you know, she is a virgin, so she's clean. I don't care what it is. Always, always, always wear condoms. You understand? Find the type that feels good to you, but you gotta wear them. Herbert Perez, what's going on? Reginald Baryard, what's good? But yeah, you know, the thing is, you guys can't be naive about this stuff, because if you're naive, you're you know, you being naive is going to be a thing that's in the long run going to be dangerous for you. It's dangerous to be naive when it comes to women. Because, you know, we want to have this sort of, see, you got either two extremes. You got the guys who think women can do no wrong. Then you got the guys who think that all women, or, you know, women in general, is just on bullshit all the time. You understand? See, you got to be somewhere in the middle. You know what I mean? If you're somewhere in the middle, it's more healthy. You understand? But if you're sitting there thinking that women wouldn't do certain things, then you got it twisted. And this is how they can run game on you. You understand? And so a lot of times, you got to even read between the lines of what a chick is saying. You got to look at her actions. And also what you have to understand is this, is that you can't necessarily take a chick at her word a lot of times. Real talk. So what you need to do is that you have to understand that women will always act according to how they feel at the moment. True Blad, what's good, yo? Smitty, what's going on? So you gotta understand that women are always going to go with how they feel in the moment. So, you know, you could say to a girl, or she could say to you, hey, you know, don't worry, I'm on birth control. You ain't got it. We could do it without protection. And then you're like, but what if you know, you get pregnant by mistake? She's like, no, don't worry about that. I don't even, if that happens, I'm going to just get an abortion, or I'm going to get rid of it. I don't even want kids, right? Then what can happen is that she can get pregnant, and then all of a sudden, oh, I want the kid. I want to keep it. But see, if you were being naive and taking what she's saying at face value and taking what she's saying as her word, then you're going to be caught up. You're going to be caught up in the nonsense. You see what I'm saying? So you can't, you know, be on that naive type of shit. It's crazy. You said naive means you have to love her with your head a little and with your heart. And see, this goes all across the board when it comes to you know, game. What you got to understand is that you have to step back. You got to step all the way the fuck back and look at what's going on. You have to observe behavior. You have to observe the behavior. See, anyone can say anything. A girl could say anything to you. A girl couldn't be, oh yeah, you know, I really like you and I want to see you and this and that. But then when it comes to her actually seeing you and showing up, is she doing what she's saying she's going to do? And so guys, you know, they're naive to what's going on. You said also the other way around, they can act like they want your baby and then be on birth control the whole time. That too. Exactly, that too. Real talk. Real fucking talk, bro. So what's going on with you peoples out there? Call number 646-481-3901. Call up if you have a question. But yeah, you know, a lot of dudes, the reason why they get into bad situations with women, or they you know, end up being all, you know, angry when women do things, is because they're naive. So when a woman does something, they can't believe she did it. They're like, I can't believe she did that. I can't believe she, you know, did this thing or that thing. I can't believe she cheated on me. I can't believe she said this. I can't believe she did that. And then the reason why you can't believe it is because you don't understand women. You don't understand how women think. You don't understand how they operate. Now, I'm not saying this to say, like, you know, I'm not one of the, you know, one of them dudes that's like, oh, women are crazy and scary and you gotta watch out and not, you know, I'm just trying to bring reality to the situation. And if you don't look at the situation realistically, that's when you're going to get yourself into trouble. Right? Because not only just women, but human beings in general, we're very selfish, right? And that, and it's not even necessarily anything wrong with that to a certain extent. But women are, you know, going to do whatever they need to do to get whatever they need to get. And if they have to use you or go through you to get that, that's what they're going to do. Now, again, objectively, there's nothing wrong with that. But you have to say to yourself, what do I want? And what do I want from this situation with her? And how does that, does it coincide? Does the, or can we meet at a certain place so that we both get what we want? Dude, what 212, what's going on? Richard Jensen, what's popping? What's up with you, man? J77, you got your, you say you got your side chick pregnant. Say my wife kept me and the side chick still sends me, you the cooch pictures. T Dot, what's good? Yeah, we ain't even gonna get into that today, T Dot. I'm gonna save that for another day. When all that's resolved, we're gonna get into it. You understand? We're gonna get into it later. But right now we focusing on the game. Tashawn, what's good? What's good? So, you know, you guys can't sit there and believe everything women is telling you. You understand? You can't do it. You have to always question women. All the time. All the time. You got to question women. Meaning, a lot of times, and this is what I tell guys when they're talking to girls on, you know, in the street, at a party or whatever, you'll get a good sense of the type of woman you're dealing with if she, you know, basically, if she is acting a certain way, responding a certain way, you notice or you take notice to what she's talking about and what she's saying. Right? You got to take notice to that. Because what's going to happen is a lot of guys are naive because all they're looking at is vagina. You're like, just pussy. It's like, okay, I just want to have sex with her. I'm not paying attention to anything she's saying. I'm not paying attention to anything she's doing. All I'm worried about is, when am I going to have sex with this chick? When are we going to fuck? That's all that you're thinking. So by thinking that, you miss out on the red flags of, you know, what a chick is doing, right? Or you don't think there will be any red flags because you yourself have been conditioned to think that, you know, chicks are can do nothing wrong. You understand? Crazy. So what's going on out there, people? What is going on out there? But yeah, you know, you can't be naive because, you know, sometimes even women, especially women are very naive when it comes to the game. Very naive. It's almost comical sometimes. Because like even something simple as, you know, I would coach women and I tell them like, yo, you know, a guy doesn't have to like you to have sex with you. And some women couldn't even grasp that. They were like, what? Why would he have, you know, so they think that because a guy has sex with them, that means that he likes them, because they're looking at it the way that they would do it. They're like, well, I'll have sex with him because I like him, right? So they think that you're having sex with them because you like them. But there are times you can have sex and not like the girl, right? But if she doesn't know that, that's her being naive. So on the flip side, there's certain things you might not know that is going to affect your game. You understand? True Blad, you said you're trying to make something happen with a chick from a rich family, and she's balling, she's thick as hell. Dude, you just need to, you know, holler at her. Don't make it about the money. Don't make it about her balling. Don't make it about her rich family. Matter of fact, make it about you. You understand? Have her, you got to see, let me break it down for you real quick. All right? Let me break it down. When you're dealing with women, it's all about having them follow your program, period, right? Because what you're saying is, it sounds like you're trying to follow her program. You're trying to get in with her situation, right? But the thing is, even if you're trying to get something in with her situation, none of that's going to work unless she's emotionally attached to you, right? So if she's emotionally attached to you, that's when everything else is going to fall into place, right? Because if she's not emotionally attached to you, there's really nothing you can do a lot, you know, in that situation to really push things forward, because she has to feel as if y'all have this connection. There has to be that thing there where she wants to gravitate to you. She wants to be with you. She wants to follow you. She wants to go down the road that you're going down. So it's about you figuring out what you want and then having her follow you. Now, once she follows you, and let's say you make her your girl, you understand? And then you'll be in that situation with her and whoever else or whatever it is like that. But it first, you know, started with you, with her following you, her getting attached to you. You feel what I'm saying? It's crazy. You said, when a wife dresses provocative, even with their husband, is that because their husband isn't giving them enough attention? Sometimes they want to get their husband's attention. They want to dress sexy and shit. Or if you with your wife and she, you know, she hardly dresses up and all of a sudden she starts dressing up again and she's going out and chilling and doing shit, she might be cheating on you. Oh, man. Doodle212, you said, any update on that Ron Wills conference? What Ron Wills conference? When was that supposed to happen? I don't know. You gotta put me on. I don't know what's going on. I think there was supposed to be something with Alan Roger Curry and O'Shea Duke Jackson. I don't know if you're talking about that joint. I don't know. I think it might have happened already. But I missed out on it, maybe, if it happened already. It's crazy. So, you know, Gerson Shamkuma, you said, with women, body language is how they communicate with us, not just with their words. You said, and yes, Ms. Lucar, many guys fail to understand this. That's true. That is true. That is true. See, women will say, you know, they'll say a lot of shit. They'll say anything. You understand? And that's what gets guys. Let me tell you something. I remember, this was years ago, when I had like dreadlocks and all of that, you know, all the way down on my back. This was like when I was like early 20s, right? And so there's this girl I was feeling, and, you know, like, I would see her around here and there, and, you know, I tried to holler at her and shit, and she was on some, you know, like, wishy-washy stuff. One minute, she seemed like she wanted to make something happen. Next minute, she's on some other stuff and all that other craziness. And the thing was that I noticed that she would say certain things, but the way she would respond physically wasn't there. You understand? So she was just basically attention whoring. You understand? She wasn't really into me, because the thing is, when a chick is into you, all the stuff that she's saying and doing will fall into place, and it will be consistent. Like, so if she's saying she's feeling you, she's saying she likes you, then her actions will back that up. It's the same way if she says, yo, you know, you say, hey, let's go out on a date, and she's like, yeah, let's make it happen, and she's basically showing that interest. If she doesn't show up on a date, her actions aren't coinciding with what she's saying she's gonna do. You feel me? Oh, you're asking me about the the Warriors or the Cavs? Who I think is going to win? I think, see, this is my thing. I mean, I could be wrong, but this is what I think they do. I think the NBA be setting shit up. I'm on my conspiracy theory shit. I think that they be like, okay, if the Cavs win tonight, I think it's a setup. Because what they do is, the more games they have, the more money they can make. So I think a lot of times they be trying to stretch that shit out to like game seven or something. So who knows? But see, the Warriors, they got, you know, they got fucking Steph Curry and Kevin Durant, right? And then the Cavs got LeBron James, so it's like 2-on-1 at this point. But, you know. Richard Jensen, I'm going to talk about that in another video later after all that stuff's resolved. I'll let you know what's going on so I could break down the lessons you need to know in that shit. You feel what I'm saying? Cause I don't even want to talk about it now cause we're in the situation now, but we'll get to that soon. Crazy. Yeah. I used to rap back in the day. True Blad. My rap name is Trends. T-R-E-N-D-S. So you could probably find like some of my old mixtapes on like Dat Piff or something. If you just type in Trends mixtapes and shit. You know what I'm saying? I might come out. I was talking to Miles the other day. I think it was earlier today. And I was like, yo, we should come out with like a Bad Boy mixtape. And just, you know, come out with some dope ass tracks about the game. You said, I mentioned some chicks don't understand how/why guys would have sex with girls they don't like. What are some examples of what guys don't sometimes understand about women? So we give you some examples of what guys don't understand about women, right? One of the things that guys don't understand about women is that guys don't understand that women don't need for you to try to make them comfortable. I'm gonna say that again. Women do not need for you to try to make them comfortable. So what a lot of guys do is they talk about this whole, you know, oh, you gotta build rapport and build attraction and you gotta make the girl comfortable. And if she's not comfortable, then she's not gonna wanna have sex with you and all this other stuff, right? Now, what you gotta understand is this, if a girl isn't comfortable, it's most likely gonna be hard for her to have sex with you and do all the other stuff, right? Now, that's true. But it's not really up to you to make her comfortable. Do you understand that? So the way that she gets comfortable in any situation is if you're comfortable in the situation. I'm going to say that again. The way she gets comfortable in the situation is if you're comfortable in the situation. So what happens is that when you're talking to a girl, she feeds off the energy that you're giving. You understand? So a lot of times when you're nervous, when you're talking to girls, that creates nervous energy within her. You understand? So sometimes she might be feeling you, but you're nervous and that makes her also nervous because now the whole situation's awkward. Also, sometimes if a girl is really, really feeling you, right? What you got to understand is that she doesn't need all this extra stuff to get her riled up to want to get with you and do something. You understand? She doesn't need for you to make her comfortable because you can't make her comfortable. She has to be comfortable within herself in the situation. You only inspire comfort based off of how comfortable you are in the situation. And sometimes a girl's just not feeling you. So it's not about you trying to make her more comfortable. Let me make her comfortable so she can feel me now. No, she doesn't feel you. She's not into you. So it's not going to happen. You understand? And so, let me see, what other stuff that guys don't understand about women, right? You got to understand too, and you know, I talk about how important the emotions are when it comes to women. And that women really, you know, base a lot of their actions off of their emotions and how they feel, right? So with that in mind, a lot of guys are naive, and this is why they come up with the whole, oh, it's about looks. It's all about money. Do you know that if you got money, and let's say a chick is a gold digger or a chick, she's just like, you know, whatever, you got money, let's make it happen, blah, blah, blah. If she's feeling a certain way, your money is meaningless. Meaning, you could say, I'm literally going to pay this girl to have sex with me. If she doesn't feel like it, she's not going to do it. You feel what I'm saying? Because just because she doesn't feel like it. I had a friend who, he works in the music industry and all that shit. And they was gonna pay this girl $4,000 to be in a music video. And she was only gonna be working for maybe like, I think 4 or 5 hours, if that much. $4,000. And she didn't show up. You see what I'm saying? And she didn't show up because she didn't fucking feel like it. You know what I mean? Like, because when they found out later, she was just like, oh, she wasn't in the mood. That was the excuse. She wasn't in the mood. You understand? So, yeah, so chicks, you know, it's all about how they feel. You got to understand it. So if you can inspire certain feelings in the situation, that is what is more important than your looks and your money and your status. Kenwood Drive, you said someone told you not to fuck with girls who watch Love and Hip Hop or Real Housewives. I mean, again, it still depends on the chick. I mean, just because you're watching that doesn't mean, you know, technically you're on some hood rat shit. Could be, but not all the time. These dudes trolling in here. Hilarious. You say you pay $100 to fuck Rihanna? 630 boy, you said when's a good time to ask for gifts? What do you mean, gifts from a chick you dealing with? Let me see what we got there. What's popping? Who's this?
What up? What up? It's Johnny. What's going on?
What's going on with you, bro?
Ain't nothing. Yo, I just want to tell you about this situation I had the other day.
Right.
Ain't nothing too big. I had a chick. We met up. She took an Uber to my place. We chilled in the crib. And then we took like a walk around the park. And then after we took a walk around the park, went to this like little diner and grabbed like a cup of coffee. She bought some food.
Right.
She ended up paying for the Uber, took come to my place, and then she ended up paying for the meal. My situation is, like, when I try to get physical, she try to, like, kind of, like, you know, play it smooth, like, nah, you ain't ready for that. And then, like, on the ride home, because I drove home afterwards, so I was like, all right, she invested, so I was like, all right, at least thing I do is take her home, whatever. She was talking about, like, sex, you know, and all this, and then I'm like, okay, all right. So I try to go for the kiss again, and she just, like, that for a second. I'm like, all right, yo, this shit's probably playing around, but I'm like, okay, if she invested and paid for the day, like, what the hell type of shit is that?
Right. Well,
kind of like confusing.
Now go ahead, keep going.
I think it's kind of like confusing in a way.
Right.
Like, when women invest, and the next thing you know, they act like they're not interested in a way. Like,
right.
I had a few chicks like invest, so and they'll complain, like, oh, I drove 45. You know, I'm like, oh, I see this place 45 minutes. I'm like, you still came out here? Like, what the fuck?
Right. So, you know what it is? Two is one of two things usually, right? One, sometimes a girl will, when you go out with her, she'll pay for shit and she'll do all that other stuff because she's not into you. You understand what I'm saying? So what she's doing is that she's paying for the stuff because she feels like, well, I'm not gonna see this guy again, and like I don't want to feel like I'm taking advantage of him, so I'm gonna pay for the shit. You understand? That's one thing it could be. Another thing it could be is that she could be setting up the situation for you to try to trick on her. And now follow me on this, all right? So a lot of chicks who's hip to game when it comes to gold digging, what they do is that sometimes they put up money on the first date. So you go on the first date, they'd be like, don't worry, I got this. You know, I'll treat you, blah, blah, blah. Right? So then what happens is that since you like, oh, damn, this girl was cool as hell. She took me out. You know, we went out. She paid for the shit and everything like that. And then on top of that, they don't have sex with you that day because they want to sort of like keep the shit going. So you say to yourself, damn, this girl was mad cool as hell. She paid for shit. And you know, I want to see her again. So now when you see her again, it's automatic. You feel like you want to reciprocate. You see, you understand what I'm saying? So you might take her out, spend money, and even spend more money than you probably would have up front, right? So on that second timeout, she's trying to see it, how much of a trick you can be or how much you're willing to spend with her based off of the fact that she paid for the shit first. You understand what I'm saying? And so sometimes chicks will withhold sex or a lot of physical intimacy because they want to set up that dynamic first and see how much you're going to, you know, put out. Because what they don't want to do is when they're on that gold digging shit, what they don't want to do is they don't want to start on the first date looking like they want your money. They want to eliminate the thought from you that they want money. They want to basically have it in a situation where you're coming at them and say, yo, this girl's cool as hell. I'll spend mad money on her because, you know, the first time she came out and, you know what I mean? So, like, they want to set that up. So it can either be one or two of those situations. Either she's not feeling you or she's trying to set up that whole gold digging type of thing. That's usually, you know, what it is in those situations, especially when a chick is paying. You feel what I'm saying? Like that.
And I heard something like that from before, you know. But right. I wasn't, like, thinking about it in this situation because she still hitting me up, texting me, giving all me, you know, asking how I'm doing or whatever like that.
Right, right.
So this was, like, Wednesday or something like that, so.
Right. And so you didn't kiss her at all? Like, it was no kissing, none of that shit was going on?
I tried, like, twice. Like, one while we were walking in the park, and then two, the second time, like, before she got out of the car or whatever. And it was funny because we was talking, like, having a sexual conversation on the ride home.
Right.
Like, to get to a spot, she was with family, when I was chopping her off, and it was just kind of, like, weird. I was like, I don't know.
What did she do when you tried to kiss her? Did she, like, fucking move her face away? Like, what was going on?
Yeah, move her face, and she's like, oh, no, that's second date, you know, now we, you know, keep that for the second date, yada, yada, yada. So I'm like, oh, yeah, it's become some bullshit. So I was just like, it's funny, there was another kid I went out before that. She didn't kiss. We were on a date. She didn't kiss me or whatever. And then she texted me like an hour later saying, oh, let me know if I'm a curb. Let me know if you're going to curb me.
So she asked you, are you going to curb?
Yeah, I was like, damn. I didn't know what to think. I was just like, I mean, we cool. I mean, I said straight up, I said, you know, I just let you know some things.
Right. And the thing is.
It just makes you want to pay attention to a couple things.
Right.
You know, he's like, oh, okay. And then it was just like, you know, then we texted and, like, she slowly says it out. Like, I don't even talk to her no more. And I was like, a week ago, I was like, eh.
Right. Kind of whack. See, the thing is with me, you know, personally, if I'm on a date with a chick and we don't kiss, I charge it to the game. You feel what I'm saying? Because at that point, she, you know, a chick, and again, this is what we talking about with the whole naive thing with women and all this other stuff. If you're out with a girl, and think, just let's just think about this objectively, right? Just objectively. You're a woman in this society who's been taught or conditioned to feel like you need to find a husband, a boyfriend. You want a man because you feel insecure, so you want this guy to be around you. You want a guy to get with and to call you his girl and to feel special. And you want cards and candies on Valentine's Day. You want this attention, want that attention, all that other stuff, right? So usually, all that's going to happen is you're going to either have a chick who's real with it, meaning like she's into you and she's giving all the giving you all the attention, the type of attention you want, which means sexual attention, or she's just going to use you for the attention. You feel what I'm saying? So a chick not kissing you on the date is a sign of her using you for attention, because a girl who's really, really feeling you wants to kiss you. She wants to, you know, get sexual with you. It's almost like, you know, it's almost like when you are starving or thirsty, you don't go to a buffet and just chill. You run up to that shit, you start putting shit on your plate, you going in. You feel what I'm saying? So if she's not going in on you, then, you know, if she's not going in the sense of, like, really trying to get at you and trying to be with you and trying to fuck with you on that type of stuff, then her attraction level isn't there. She's not there. She's not really feeling you. So it's like, if she's not really feeling you, then it's like, all right, cool, whatever. But see, in your situation, you're saying that, like, the chicks will not kiss you, and then they will still text you and call you back and all that other shit. You feel what I'm saying?
That one, this happened with that one first chick I was telling you about, but that next one, like, usually if that happens, I usually charge them because usually I already pick up that they're not feeling me.
Right.
Mess with y'all, you usually notice
that
they ain't feeling me. It was just that particular chick, she set me up, so I'm like kind of cautious now about that whole gold thing and thing you're talking about.
Right.
Maybe, like, keep a third eye for it.
Right, because it's the thing, you know, just generally I would say charge to the game, but if you do want to, like, let's say the fact that she's hitting you up, if you do want to, you know, fuck with her, you have to figuratively back her in a corner. And what I mean is that you say, okay, you know, you see she's hitting you up. Okay, cool, listen, when are you free? Oh, Friday, cool. Well, listen, you're gonna come to my crib, and when we come to my crib, we gonna eat some food real quick, and then I'm gonna take them drawers off, and we gonna get naked, right? You understand? We gonna get a pop. We basically gonna fuck. Now, the reason why in those situations you have to lay it down like that is because you have to give her no wiggle room. You have to give her no more room to play games, because now she has to shit or get off the pot. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, and it's funny because she's been in my spot before. Like, she sat in my crib because I believe in this whole thing where, like, once they're in my spot, psychologically, they've been there before. So it's So, like, I could probably do that since you said that, because we stood in my spot. Like, it could be more than 5 minutes. They've been in there, so they know, okay, all right, he ain't trying that. So,
right.
You know what I mean? He ain't trying it, so I can actually come here again. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And so that's the thing. Like, and you really want to, you know, throw it at her in that manner, because the fact that she wasn't, you know, giving you any type of indication that first time with no kissing and all that, and she's also hitting you back, it's like, because, you know, it's almost like you saw, it's like a soft checking, you know, charging her to the game, the fact that she didn't, you know, do what she was supposed to do. Now that she's hollering back at you, you say, okay, well, she's hollering back, so now I gotta, you know, put this shit down, you know, so precise that she, you know, this is what it is. There's no negotiating. So if you do come over, if you do see me, you know what's going on. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's really, yeah, I mentioned to her today about, like, talking about, like, I'm gonna be watching the game later.
Right.
So I mean, that's what they say she can come through, but I was just like, you know, I put it out there, you know, and she's like, oh, what bar are you going to? And I'm like, you know, this bar, you know, by my spot. It's more like I'll tell her to come to my crib, and I'll probably try to see if I come in, finesse and do it. Then we go to the bar, but I'll watch the game, and then I won't watch the game.
Right. I would say make sure you have it in a situation where she's coming to your crib. You feel what I'm saying? Like, if you go to the bar to watch the game, you could do that after the situation, but the first thing needs to be her coming to your crib. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you... go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to tell you something else, but you don't hear. I wanted to let you finish your thought.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, because if you tell her, hey, let's go to this bar and watch the game, and then you was trying to do all the other stuff after, she'll be like, oh, you know, it's getting late, I got to go. You know what I'm saying? You don't want any of that type of situation happening. You see what I'm saying? Like, you're at the point in the situation with her, because every girl, you know, the situation is different depending on the context and depending on what you've been doing with her and been through with the girl. With this particular girl, it's at the point where she got to put up a shut up. You feel what I'm saying? It's really that simple.
Like, we did the whole hand, touching the back, whatever, you know, stuff like that. Like, she was up on you, so I'm saying, like,
right,
when she got my house and I was looking at her, she's like, oh, you can stop looking at me like that. I'm like, yo, I'm in mind. She was just playing around, playing
playing
bullshit. So I was just like, all
right,
whatever.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So I'll see what I do. But I want to tell you, remember that? I was telling you a couple weeks ago how that chick came to my spot and she was on her period or whatever?
Yeah.
I ended up getting some dome for her from her, like, 2 weeks ago.
Nice.
And I went to her spot. She don't give me some head, but she's still on that thing. Like, she don't want me to hit like that.
She like, still don't. Wait, so she's still talking about she ain't trying to have sex.
Yeah, like, here's the point where, like, I was about to go there, and she was just like, nah. But she gave me that just because my jump was so good, like, because my head was so good, she gave it to me out of respect, type of.
Oh, man, that's hilarious. That is funny.
Yeah, it took me up. And that's why, like, you know, then I went to her house, like, she told me to come over the other day, and I was chilling, and next you know, her family, you know, next you know, like, she is doing her family, I'm like, oh, yeah, I know where this is going. She wanted to see, like, where She wants people to like evaluate me to see what type of dude I am. I'm like, oh shit, she's looking for a relationship.
So she probably either she on that relationship stuff or and this is, you know, all this is fucked up. Or she probably got an STD. You feel what I'm saying? Cause which is why she doesn't want you to, you know, go in that area. You feel what I'm saying? So that shit could be a possibility too. Just to, you know, just keep that in mind. You know what I mean? In that regard, because you know that could also be a thing. But again, also too, she could probably be trying to prime you up to meet the family and get all, you know what I'm saying? And she's on that, I'm going to take it slow with him, but I'm going to give him a little something so that I could keep him around. You know what I mean?
Because even like, you know, like I went out with her 3 times, you know, like she had like this stupid game at the house, like playing, and she didn't want to ask me certain questions because she was like, you know, she's like, oh, I'm such a pussy, I can't ask you this. I'm like, yo, ask me what the fucking question is.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is too, like with this chick, man, you gotta figuratively, you know, back her in the corner, man. I'm telling you, she gotta make that decision. You feel what I mean?
Yeah.
She gotta make
that. I might cut that shit off.
Yeah, that too. Shit, you know what I mean? Like just fucking, cause I tell you, I don't, man, I ain't got the time. See, I don't got the time for the nonsense. If a girl is not doing the type of stuff I want her to do, I keep it moving and I find a girl who wants to do that thing. Because even, you know, with you, you know, you're doing extremely well with the chicks. Because every time you call, you're talking about, I've been fucking with another girl. You see what I'm saying? So at least you're already in that zone. So you're doing better than most guys are doing. You feel what I mean? So the thing is, with you, I would say, is more so, and I would say, you know, this goes for every guy, but especially in your situation, the fact that you know how to pull and the fact you know how to interact with them and do all the other stuff, it's going to be more beneficial for you to start charging certain chicks to the game quicker. You understand? And the reason why I say this is because, you know, since you do know how to interact with women, what's happening is that you're wasting time sort of on certain women who aren't really giving you what you want, who aren't really in the situation that you want to, you know, be in. So then it's better to, you know, stop communication with that one and then talk to another girl. And if you do keep communication with those chicks, you got to figuratively back them in the corner. You feel what I'm saying? So that they can make a decision so that you don't waste your time. You feel what I mean?
And then, you know, it's funny because you talk about wasting time. Like, if you would have seen, like, what I had to go through to get that, you would have been like, oh, hell no, I would have never did that.
Oh, yeah.
I would have never done it. It took me a while. Like, you take an antenna, like, I literally didn't get that head to, like, later that night. That's where we were at my, you know, we went to go smoke and then went to my house. And
right.
I had to dip out of my house because after my peoples came over.
Right.
They, like, because I thought I was supposed to take peoples and then I went to her spot.
Right. See, that's what I'm saying. That's
so it. Like my boy said, I was putting OT on that. Like,
yeah, it's a lot of, yo, I remember one time, dude, I was with my friend. I'm not gonna say his name, but we was out. I met this girl at a meetup event, and I started talking to her first and shit. And this cute Asian girl or whatever. My boy comes through. He all three of us is talking. So I kind of like fell back and let him holler because he usually doesn't come out. So I was like, dude, you need to, you know, you should have some fun and shit, right? And this dude, long story short, we met this girl maybe around seven in the evening. He stayed with this girl till 7 o'clock the next morning, but he hit it. But he had to like, he took her to some expensive hotel. He got there around like 4. He spent like another like hour and a half something trying to, you know, get her to really make it happen. And then he told me the sex was whack. I'm just like, dude. And the thing is, he got a girl at home, so his girl was calling me, and I'm just like, dude, you gotta like what are you doing? You know what I mean? But it was crazy. But my point is that all that energy and all that time sometimes isn't really worth it when you can do this shit with another girl who is going to be so much smoother and quicker. You understand? Because I've been in situations where I've met girls off of Tinder, all this other stuff, you know, and we go get a drink for like 45 minutes, and then after that, we go back to the place, and that's it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no big thing. You know what I mean?
And, you know, it's like you could feel the cooperation in the beginning, you know, you could just feel, like, kind of feel the beginning, you know, just because of how, like, the date, how you plan out the date for the situation or something, like, you're going to do this, you're going to do that.
Right.
And then after it, you're like, no, okay, like, especially when I get these chicks from New York, they come out here just to hang out.
Right.
They make it that hour and a half investment, they already know what it is.
Right. So. And a lot of times, too, is just really, I had a Skype coaching thing earlier today, and I was talking to this dude, and basically what I told him was, because he was asking questions like, you know, how do I, you know, get this girl from Tinder to meet up with me, or how do I get these girls to come out on the dates, and sometimes they're flaking, blah, blah, blah. Mainly, all you need to do is have a system. You understand? And so the thing that made shit easier for me when I deal with women is I have a system, meaning that I follow the system, and then within that system, it tells me what to do next. You see, you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so, like,
I ain't even gonna lie, I got one too. It's not the greatest, but it's been working for me.
Right, exactly. And the thing is, so for example, like, my system is, you know, if a girl does these things, I'll call her back. If she does these other things, I'm not calling her back. Or if she's supposed to meet up with me and she flakes and this happens, then I'm going to do this. If she flakes and this happens, I'm going to do that. So I already have what to do and what benefits me in a situation, because what happens is the reason why guys don't understand it or won't be able to do that is because they don't have enough reference to differentiate the women who are cooperating to the women who aren't. So for example, like you've been out with women who, you know, you meet them, you have some fun, you have some sex, everything's great. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Then you've been out with women who basically waste your time, and they front, they fake, they act like this is going to happen, and it don't happen. You see what I mean? So you have reference experience from both. So what I tell guys is like, yo, you have to be able to first understand, like, even if you don't have the reference experience, understand, like, myself and even